Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two. Hour number two on this hump day. And we're going to go ahead and go to the phones. We're in this first dipper still. They just don't care. And coming on the phones right now is our intrepid Lee from Huntsville, who is out in the community lately, just cracking the whip, herding the cats, roping the goats, and going to talk to us about libraries. Hey, Lee, how you doing?
I am good. I'm a little frustrated over what Huntsville-Madison County is trying to do here, but you just have to make people aware. The more people are aware of what's happening, the more pushback they'll get.
Totally agree. So just to refresh everybody's memory, the state Alabama Public Library Service Board just this past week, I believe, is passed a ruling that if you don't take the porn out of the kiddie section, you don't get money from the state. Am I right?
I mean, that's breaking it down pretty at a base level, but yes. And also, not purchasing any additional if they want state funding, physical location, where if it's in the children's section, young adult, adult, that sort of thing. So it's kind of both of those things as well. So it's not only where it is in the library, but whether or not they should purchase any more of it, which would be the goal, is to not purchase it. They put these out last week, these new revised guidelines, APLS did. The next day, 24 hours later, Huntsville-Madison County Public Library Board puts out their new policies, which look nothing like that whatsoever.
No.
As a matter of fact, they're basically sticking their finger in the eye of the governor and the APLS board and basically saying, we're going to do whatever we want.
Because they just don't care.
And we don't need to. No. And they've got at risk a little over $500,000 in funding. Now,
wow.
They're probably thinking, well, we have a budget of $7.5 million, which is substantial. And think about this, people. They're trying to build new libraries. Like the downtown library either needs to be redone because it's just got a ton of problems, or rebuilt. And you're putting a lot of money in the hands of these people who carelessly treat what children have access to. And not only that, but at this point, it's bordering on promotion.
Yeah, this point, they have to flagrantly decide not to comply. And let me ask you: you were at the meeting, right?
Yes.
So did they provide like commentary to this? Like, did anyone say, "Well, you know what? Screw them. We're just going to go ahead and say we don't want their money. We'll get it somewhere else." What did they say?
No, they did not mention the dollar amount. They kind of want to keep that, in the background, because my thinking is that they're not going to. They're ruled by these liberal librarians here in this town. In the oldest, by the way, the oldest library system in the state is Huntsville-Madison County. We're like one of the oldest cities in the state. So I think they're willing to lose it, and they're going to walk right up to Huntsville City and say, "Make it up, please."
So,
with their hand out at a time when when your average person is having trouble paying their bills, and they're going to want more in taxes to cover their arrogance, essentially. We think that we can just walk away from that and make the people here just pay more.
Okay, so this is mind-boggling. First of all, there's so many layers here. So first of all, they are not about to take the porn out of the kiddie section. If they want it there, they're just going to put it there. Everybody can just go take a flying leap because they just don't care. But then the second thing is, in an epic, fiscally unrestrained manner, they're just basically saying, we're going to go ahead and forego $500,000 in funding that is assured thing, and we're going to go over here and see if we can get it from local taxpayers instead of the state. That's just
mismanagement. They didn't say that. That is my opinion, is what they're going to do. Basically, the library, I think he's the board president, Mr. Gray, said these policies are ongoing and we can make changes at any time we want to. But here's the thing. They've never made changes that went in any direction but more left.
Yeah.
So do I have confidence that they're going to make changes that meet the APLS board recommendations? No, I do not. I mean, they basically, their new their new policy, they didn't address at all the age restrictions on the card, which is one of the statements that they feel us said. The 18 and under have to be restricted to like their, you know, age groups where they can check out books and not the adult section. They never even mentioned that. That's not in any of their materials. So that right there, they could lose funding because of that. I think that may be something where they might be willing to bend. Maybe they're still in discussions. Maybe they got to figure out how to make that work, what code to put in to, you know, change the cards. But it's a simple fix.
Well, it is. But let me ask you this: in the presentation of the, I assume they passed a resolution. But was there any dissenting vote?
The policy. No, not one.
No dissent. Not all.
None. Zero dissent. And the vast majority of the board is appointed by Huntsville City Council. There's only a couple of people, I think, two from Madison and one from the county, and maybe like seven or eight from Huntsville. It's a majority Huntsville board. And no, there was not a single dissenting vote. And actually, Mr. Gray said before, this time they did public comments in the beginning, which is different. And he said before anybody spoke, he essentially said, we've already put all this time into this. Since it was a done deal, like you understood what he was saying. If they were going to vote on this, it was going to pass, and there was not a single dissenting vote.
Wow.
There were speakers on both sides, more on the side of against what was going on. There was a few people from Read Freely that spoke, but only a couple. But I think they have an understanding that they were pretty much going to get whatever they wanted on this.
They didn't bother to show up in force because they already knew it was a done deal.
I mean, they were there, but they were not speaking, and they were just kind of, you know, showing up and doing their blue hair support. But
okay, so let me ask you this. What's the city council or the mayor's office saying? Do you have any idea?
The city council basically told the concerned groups, like Clean Up Alabama, Moms for Liberty, that they don't want to get involved in pressuring the board, even though they appointed them. So essentially, to me, that's just punking out. They're just like, sorry, we don't want to get involved. The mayor's office wouldn't have a conversation with anyone. They totally ducked everything and wouldn't have any kind of conversation. I also want to mention this too. They also voted on a policy that prohibits like exhibits. You've seen the exhibits that they have. They've now passed a policy that will not allow a specific religious concept in an exhibit.
What now? Say that again.
They're no longer going to allow, like, you can't have an Easter exhibit.
Wow. Are they going to do Pride Month?
I guarantee you go, that's what I'm saying. Go down there on June 1st, let's take a look on what they got out.
Unbelievable.
Because they're going to say that's not religious, although I beg to differ. It's cultish as anything I've ever seen, but, you know, that's going to be front and center. But now, and my guess is they'll still have Christmas stuff, but it's going to be non-religious,
happy holidays,
even though Santa Claus was religious, but you know what I'm saying, like it'll have like Easter Bunny or something, but you're not gonna, you know what I'm saying, like it's going to become devoid. They went the opposite direction, honestly, and they never even mentioned sexually explicit materials in their policies at all. Like those words aren't in there.
Well, so let me ask you this. Obviously we care. We do about what's in the libraries and the kids section. Do you know for a fact, are some of the most objectionable books that we've talked about over the last year, are they actually in the Huntsville Public Library right now in those kids sections?
100%. We checked them out.
Oh my gosh.
I've had them in my hand. Yes. And they'll sit there and tell you, and I've watched them. They're gaslighting experts, and they'll be like, it's not there. Oh, it's there. And when you show them a book and say, I mean, you know, which has some of the most filthy things you've ever seen, and they'll say, oh, well, that's just sex education. Well, that's not like any sex education I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Sex
education used to be things like, you know, abstinence and how to understand, you know, why your body works a certain way. Now it's like sex education is teaching you how to have sex well before
it's
you're
kink.
Ever supposed
it's
to be hitting puberty.
It's kink education now. It's kink. Like, let's talk about, toys and BDSM. Yeah. No, it's not.
Oh
but
my gosh. Well,
I just see them ducking and covering. And if they lose the money, I think they're willing to lose it.
Well, so if they lose $500,000, here's my only hope. If they've chosen to lose $500,000 I hope they also wind up losing a little bit more because people don't want to start holding their events there and they don't want to rent facilities. And then they start losing public support when it comes time to, you know, sell tickets for the raffle to buy new books. People need to remember this because basically the will and the desire of the vast majority of the area that they support is against what they're doing. And I also hope this. I hope that when they go over with their hat in their hand to the Huntsville City Council and the mayor's office and say, could you just please give us $500,000 so that we can keep putting gay porn in the kids section, that someone over there looks at them and says, no, go take the friggin' books off the shelf and get your money back from the state like you used to. That's all they got to do.
Well, and yeah, and we're gonna make sure that the city councilmen, especially the ones that are running right now, talking to you, John Meredith, we're going to be asking you these questions at every town hall, everywhere you go. You're going to be getting these questions.
Wow!
You appointed these people, and then you ducked. You're getting the question.
Moms for Liberty's on it. Lee from Huntsville, thank you for what you do as always. You are intrepid, my friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Have a great day. We'll keep up with you soon. All right.
Thanks.
All right. See ya. Wow. That's just, you know, that what a capstone moment there for the they just don't care dipper. But that's it's just so obvious. It's so obvious they don't care. I mean, their intent right now is to make sure they are allowed to virtue signal and say what they want to and tell your kids things you would never want your kids being told. You know why? Because they can. Because they know better. They know a whole lot better than all you parents. My word, you silly parents. What rights do you have? Just because you're parents doesn't mean you're like in charge of the kids or something. I mean, that's where we are right now. Too often what we're finding is they just don't care.
And that's why I homeschool.
And that's why he homeschools. All right, we're gonna take a break right now. We'll take that break and come right back. You want to text or call in, the text lines are indeed open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.